From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington. Iran test-fired several ballistic missiles from silos across the country Tuesday. That's according to the official website of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. It defies recent UN sanctions on its missile program. The test was intended to show Iran's deterrent power and also the Islamic Republic's ability to confront any threat against the Islamic Revolution. That's according to the website. Any confrontation there. You can read more details on that at voanews.com. The UN envoy for Syria will begin holding substantive talks between the Syrian government and the opposition no later than Monday. A spokesman for Stephane de Mistura says the talks will officially start on Wednesday. However, logistics and other issues mean that delegations are likely to arrive in Geneva over several days. The spokesman, Jesse Chaheen, specified the timetable on Tuesday amid media reports giving various dates for the start of the talks. Somalia's intelligence service operated with the U.S. in airstrikes that killed more than 150 al-Shabaab members on Saturday. That's according to an intelligence official Tuesday. The airstrikes targeted a forested military training camp run by the Islamic extremists about 200 kilometers north of the capital of Mogadishu. That's according to the official. The official added that the camp was al-Shabaab's main planning base. He said Somali officials helped the U.S. to pinpoint the location of the militant training base. This is VOA News. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu will continue talks with Greece on the migration crisis at a meeting planned in the Turkish coastal city of Izmir. The two leaders will head talks Tuesday at a joint meeting of cabinet ministers. It comes hours after a European Union summit in Brussels outlined a deal that would see migrants being sent back from EU member Greece to Turkey on a larger scale. The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras flew directly to the Turkish city from Brussels to attend the talks. European leaders hoped early Tuesday they'd reach the outlines for the possible deal with Ankara to return thousands of migrants to Turkey, as we mentioned earlier. They were confident a full agreement could be reached at a summit next week. After months of disagreements and increasing bickering among the 28 EU nations, French President François Hollande said the summit has created hope that the refugee question can be dealt with through solidarity in Europe and efficiency in cooperation with Turkey. All eyes centered are now on March 17th and the start of a two-day summit to finalize a commitment and to clinch an ironclad deal, which leaders hope would allow the return to normalcy at the borders by the end of the year. Meanwhile, thousands of refugees stranded on the Greek-Macedonia border are waking up to the realization that their onward route through the Balkans to wealthy European Union countries is effectively closed. About 13,000 to 14,000 people are stranded near the village of Idomeni, where many have been waiting for 2 weeks or more to be among the small numbers who have been allowed through each day. The mood Tuesday morning was visibly grim among those at the front of the queue waiting to cross. A Palestinian woman who tried to stab Israeli security forces was shot and killed by officers in Jerusalem's Old City, according to Israeli police Tuesday. The woman was from Far East Jerusalem and in her early 50s, according to the police report. The paramilitary border police officers were not injured. The incident took place on a heavily patrolled street where other stabbings have occurred. The death toll from clashes between Tunisian forces and extremist attackers near the Libyan border has risen to 55, including 36 attackers, according to the Tunisian Prime Minister Tuesday. He added that 7 civilians and 12 members of Tunisia's security forces also died and 17 others were injured. Russian tennis star Maria Sharapova said Monday she had failed a drug test at the Australian Open due to a substance she was taking for a health issue. That led to longtime sponsor Nike to announce it was suspending ties during the investigation. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.